We're going to be learning a lot of new things in level three. In levels one and two, we kind of covered some of the basic stuff. We covered a little bit about what muscle, where certain muscles are, what muscles you should be paying attention to, how to activate those muscles. In level three, we're going to go much deeper. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is learning the what is often called the assessment of mobility. You're going to learn how to assess yourself and find out exactly where you are weak. Where are your weaknesses? What are those, and how are those weaknesses causing you more pain? That's a huge bonus in this particular level three curriculum. We're also going to be looking at how to sequence. I'm going to go over why we practice asana. What is the tradition around sequencing? What are we actually looking to do? We're also going to be taking a look at asana, the purpose of asana. Why do we practice asana? What is the history and the scriptural referencing around why we're doing asana, how we should be doing asana, and what is the purpose of asana in terms of our yoga practice? I'm going to be teaching you how to sequence and how to prepare for poses. For example, in wheel pose. So often you hear yoga teachers teaching wheel and they'll throw in these hip openers because we have to open our hips as if that's going to help us become more stable in wheel pose. So should we be opening our hips? What are some things that we should be doing in the hips to prepare for wheel pose? And the amount of poses that we need to do in order to prepare for these poses. I'm going to dive deep into the art of sequencing and show you how to bring a yama into your yoga classes. We're also going to be going over pain and talking a little bit more about the pain journey. What are some things that you should be doing to stop creating more pain in your body? And how long should it take to heal from certain injuries? And we're also going to be giving you some sequences in the four major areas that people typically are dealing with pain. We're going to be looking at knee pain, hip pain, back pain, lower back pain specifically, and then neck and shoulder pain. I'm going to be giving you some sequences for those and talking about why we're doing the certain postures, what postures we're using, and how you can start to create your own sequences. This level three training is going to elevate wherever you think you are right now to a whole different level. Because my goal for you, ultimately, is for you to either A, pass these on to other people. You know, if you have friends or family that are in pain, you can start to take these practices, these teachings, and you can do that assessment of mobility and say, ah, this is where I think you have some issues. Let's get to work. Let's start to give you some exercises and some muscle activations that you can start doing to get yourself stronger and get out of pain. And at most, I want you to be able to take these teachings and bring them into your yoga classes and empower other students to feel stable and feel what it's like to be really strong in their bodies. What a gift it is to leave people stable or have people leave your yoga classes feeling stable. Oh my goodness. What a gift. Rather than limping out of their yoga classes because they can't walk, because none of their muscles are working properly because they're overstretched. Let's have your students leaving standing tall and proud and courageous. Woo! So are you guys ready? Let's dive into this curriculum.